98.3 KULM and back on the radio, Colorado County Judge Ty Frowsey. Ty.
Darrell, it's good to be with you.
Well, always appreciate the reports and the updates and just the visit. And let's talk about COVID-19 first. We had another recovery, so that's very, very good. And we're still right at about, well, I don't have it in front of me. Is it five?
Yes, sir, it is.
Cases?
Five active.
Okay. Y'all are still doing a great job keeping everybody informed on the COVID-19 bulletin board. So, thank you.
We owe a lot to, the mayors and Chuck and everybody that had input on getting that together initially. We posted also last Friday that the positivity rating that we're keeping track of now as well on a local level that Governor Abbott and the state is using was at 0.28% Friday, and that is just a comparison of the total tested versus the total positives for each 7-day period moving each week.
Well, you and I talked about this last visit, but no fatalities and not even any hospitalizations here in Colorado County, so that's wonderful.
Yes, sir. What a God-given gift. No ICU utilization or isolation rooms, or the only use of really ventilators that we have or have had in Colorado County has been to loan two of them earlier on to Wharton County, which have since been replaced. But just a tremendous gift and blessing.
And the EMS, they are continuing their great work in all areas, in all aspects of what they do.
Yes, sir. They continue to operate, obviously, on a daily basis with the stark reality that anyone that they come into contact with may have COVID or coronavirus or COVID disease, as well as being, having to suit up and protect each time they go out. It's their standard protocol. Visited with Todd Krennic that works and runs the EMS in Garwood last week, and they're going through the same thing on a daily basis and part of our system, and we just continually thank and praise all those on the front line, doctors, nurses, etc.
All right, what about your commissioners? What kind of work you guys have been doing?
Busy with this time of the year with the road work and the shredding and mowing and seal coating, patching, etc. And we started this past weekend, Chuck and I did, planning and talking about hurricane time and storm time, because June 1 was the beginning of our period for a few months. So, we move into another operational mode and hope that we don't have one, but we have to remain prepared as far as where we move resources around the county, etc.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because Chuck has been not only putting up the very latest numbers for COVID-19 related information, but he's been putting up weather information, and so man, that's great, because people can use his tracking system and the graphs and the charts and all of that stuff to look at those tropical storms and how they might be coming toward Texas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
it's a stark reality of where we live, and get a lot of good information from Bob Rose, the meteorologist at LCRA, National Weather Service, obviously, and then the state of Texas, State of Operations, Emergency Operating Center.
Well, Bob Rose has been doing that a long time, hasn't he?
Yes, sir. He's a professional, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Anything else we need to cover while we got you here? I know you talked about the election situation coming up. We could visit that again if you want to remind everyone about that.
Surely. Early voting has been extended by Governor Abbott for an additional week, so it will be 2 weeks of early voting. Again, 2 weeks of early voting before the July 14 runoff elections in Colorado County. And you go to the annex to vote early. There are two rooms, more space than we've used before, so people will be spaced out for privacy and for more protection from people coughing or sneezing on you as well.
Yeah. Well, that should be a pretty good race. I keep waiting for one or both of those to come into the radio station and get some get some political advertising going here for
very,
too
very
long.
Very good men. We're very fortunate to have them willing to become public servants or continue.
Right. All right. Well, Ty, thank you, man. And we'll stay in touch.
Okay, Daryl. I appreciate it greatly. We'll look forward to speaking to you next week.
All right. Thank you.